Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
But we're going to continue this morning in our study on Goshen and the significance of Goshen. We've taken a look at it from a number of different angles, but there's so much to learn and to establish as it pertains to what I've entitled the Goshen Principle. The Goshen Principle. This is applicable in all facets of your life. On a daily basis, as well as an eternal basis. Because we've looked at, and again, it's not to frighten anyone, but God is going to deal with empire. Amen. The empires of the world, the systems that we have known, the monetary systems, the economic systems, the political systems of this world, God's going to deal with them as he dealt with Egypt. Amen? Amen? Give me a loud amen.
Amen.
All right, that's what I want to hear. God's going to deal with the systems. And this is why it's important now that we begin to understand. And we can discern between our source being that of God versus our source being let me say it this way, a bank balance.
Amen.
Now, it ain't under glory if your bank balance is zero. I'm not romanticizing poverty. No, it's not, money's not evil. It's the love of it. It's the hoarding of it. It's when it's what drives you. It's when you'll do anything for it. That's evil. The love of it is evil. But there's coming a time like in Egypt, and we read it this last study we did, where money will fail.
Amen.
And if all your hope and all your connection, all your dream, all your vision is tied up in a balance, many will be like during the Great Depression, millionaires that lost everything. Everything they had was in that. So they had nothing left, jumping out of windows, committing suicide. Reader, you can Google that and find it. Billionaires, people that, they did all kind of, people lost their mind over money because their whole life was tied up in it. Their identity was in it. This is why God has taken you and I and his church, his covenant people, through a wilderness. To free you, to untrain you from an Egyptian system.
Yes. Amen.
If you were at Wednesday, you heard me say this, I'll say it again, but what God has done, see, many have allowed the devil to condemn them because maybe your neighbor or someone you know that's not even walking in the integrity that you walk in, but somehow their bank account just skyrocketed. They drive the new car every 2 years. They go on the long trips all the time. And here you're faithful to God, and you struggle. And so you allow the devil, you see, because why? You're basing identity on possession. God's got to free you from that. Now don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with possession, but a man's life does not consist in the things that he possesses.
Amen.
Amen. An acid test of this is you get something brand new, and before you even open it, God said, give it to that person. First thing is, the devil is a lie. I just bought this, and it cost me a lot of money, too. As I was doing research on this study, I remember the Sunday morning, someone came up on this side of the pulpit, And you know how people come and they're talking, and they did it very discreetly. They put a wad of money in my hand. And I just looked at the outward, the bill on the out. I said, the Lord is good. Jesus. Someone came up on this side. And Lord said, give it to them. My mind went to racing. Wait, the devil is a lie. This is too quick. No, God gave that to me. But you know how when you know it's the Lord and you try to shake it off and it don't shake. So I very discreetly took it out. And I looked at it one more time. I said, Lord said to give this to you. You see, he will allow us to be tested. When you have a hoarding spirit, God punishes that. Now, if I'd have kept that money, God would have allowed something to break down. And it would have cost exactly what that was. Something like that. You know, God is, he's slick like that. he lets you know. Huh? But when he can get it through you, he can get more to you. Amen. And God is not stingy. God doesn't believe in keeping you poor to keep you humble. That's not humble. That's poor. Amen. That's not God's way. So we have to unlearn, be untrained from the systems of Egypt. As the Israelites were, they had to be untrained. Because all they knew was an Egyptian slave system where they knew, well, I got, you know, three squares. You know, how they say in prison, three meals a day, three hots in the cot. You been to jail. I know. I know. I'm the best, but let's say all that. He's a military man. So, they had to be untrained. So initially when they came out, after God dealt with all the gods of Egypt, and understand, all the plagues were about the war between the gods. Mm-hmm. You go back and look at all the, like the Nile, and all these things represented what Egypt worshipped. And God struck every one of them. Let him know, uh-uh. And then simultaneously, he hardened Pharaoh's heart. Understand, you got to understand this. Sometimes, you know, you're going through, and you see God battling, but the one that's your enemy, their heart gets hardened even more. They get like more vicious or more cruel or more mean. Understand, if their heart got hard, it's God allowing their heart to get harder. Amen. Don't ever resign or think that you've been defeated. No, you must persevere. Yes. Amen. Tell somebody, I cannot be defeated. And I ain't going to quit. That's that bulldog mentality that will get you through. So many quit before the time. Because they don't feel anything. God didn't say you would necessarily feel something. Do you believe? Yes. Stop allowing feelings to lead you. Feelings will follow you. Yes. Amen. You won't always feel like it. It won't always look like it. Amen. Sometimes there'll be warfare going on in your mind. But what do you believe? What have you decreed? What does the word say? And this is God shaping and fashioning a vessel. I'll say it this way. This is the making of a prince. Joseph had the coat of many colors. And didn't even get to wear it. His brothers took it. You know the story. Threw him in the pit. Sold him. Joseph had zero assets. But he had a dream that everybody's going to bow down and worship him. with zero in the bank. And then they took his coat, took his identity, sold him into slavery, 13 years, serving others wearing borrowed stuff. And then finally, when the time came, after God did in him what he needed to do, in one day, tell somebody right now, I prophesy to you, there's some stuff that's going to happen faster than you can blink an eye. Yes, the favor of God. Some stuff is going to happen so fast, it's going to... When Israel came out of Egypt, when they came out with silver and gold. Scripture calls it a high hand. They came out with a high hand. The Egyptians were glad to get rid of them and glad to give them everything. And they did. They took everything. They spoiled Egypt. But see, that gold and silver was for ultimately God's plan for them to build the tabernacle. But when they got out and the leader went up in the mountain, you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play. Those are believers and members. Cat's away, the mice will play. Aaron and them came down, and Aaron was influenced to create a golden calf, right? They threw all the gold and silver in there that was for the tabernacle. To make a golden calf, get some immediate comfort. They thought Moses was dead. So I made a statement Wednesday that sometimes the reason God hasn't blessed you or there's a delay is because God is not going to prosper the wrong version of you. You're called, you're his, but he knows if he bless you, you're going to just make a golden calf. The Lord know if I get, no, he knows. That's why. Sometimes that's why the delay. Yes. And he's not mad at you, he just knows you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.